Hello, yeah, it's Lee here from Dirty Boxers Light, episode number 5, I think, maybe. It's like 4:35 on Sunday, and I've just finished work. I have a funny story from work, but first, I was late for work. Yay, I was phoned up almost 50 minutes after I should have started, but I was already in the shower, so I missed the phone call. And then I was in traffic jams all the way down Coldham's Lane in Cambridge, then Newmarket Road, which have already got roadworks. So that was fun. But yes, it was a rather exciting, frustrating, multiple cigarette smoking type situation to finally get into work, and they were cool, as I knew they would be. Doesn't mean it's right, but I have a bit of leniency for my issues and conditions and stuff. But the reason I'm doing this little podcast into my life, I work on the copy centre in a Staples in Cambridge, and so there's lots of photocopying and binding and really kind of not necessarily repetitive, because every job's slightly different, but it's kind of same old, same old. And we have this thing called a thermal binding, which is brand new. We're still kind of getting used to it. And it involves, it's almost kind of like a glue. You put the binding in all together around with this wrap, and which has already got the glue set in there. You then put it on a heat plate, and it heats it up and kind of spreads it across the pages and holds it in, but it needs time to dry and set. And so this couple comes in. A young girl, I would say about 23, 24, dressed in like a 1980s girl suit, power suit thing, which was fun. Cigarette. And also a... I would say a 45, 50-year-old man. They're Italian, both, and they come in and ask for this thermal binding thing. Now, I do the thermal binding thing, and I set it up, and it finishes its job, and I then put it on the side in front of them and say, can you know, and the bloke's already wandered off. And I said to this girl, can you please leave leave it for a bit, because she's really peeling around it, making sure it's actually, you know, her work's it put in there, but it hasn't set yet, so she's mucking it up. And I say, can you please stop doing that, leave it alone? And she does as I request, and she buggers off, and the bloke comes back and starts doing the same thing and putting it in. And I said to him, because I had already said to this girl 3 times, don't do it or you're going to muck it up, and we only really have one shot at this. And he's doing that. It's like, can you please stop doing that? I've already told your daughter this. Can you please stop doing this? You know, it needs time to set. And he kind of looks at me in a kind of a weird way and wanders off. And our kind of a regular customer is there, and I get on really well with her. And she kind of leans across as they, both of the couple have walked off. And it turns out that she thinks that they were actually an item instead of a father-daughter relationship. And which made things a bit more fun. So yes, I'm a fool for not realising such silly things like that. Who would have thunk it? Both of them stupid, yet they're going out with each other, and there's a 20-year difference. Oh well. I'm now going to go and smoke myself to death. Thank you. Bye bye.